Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and welcome to April. We are having a very fast, dynamic, and fiery month.
The month of April is full of exciting and interesting events.
We are still under the influence of the March eclipses, and that energy can run up through the September eclipses. These two past eclipses in March were very potent, and they bring endings and new beginnings. We saw a lot of earthquake activity. There was a devastating earthquake in Myanmar, which is in Burma, a 7.7 and a 6.4. It was tragic. Buildings collapsed and thousands of people were injured, displaced, or died. There were six different quakes around Tonga, which is an island near Australia, and two more in mid-Atlantic region, and that's fairly unusual. There's a lot of solar activity right now. In space, there was a huge coronal mass ejection on March 30th. Luckily, it wasn't Earth-facing. If it had been, we would have lost several power grids worldwide. Be aware that our sun is very active now, bringing in a lot of seismic energy. In my 7:30 p.m. Sunday worldwide meditation, which are energetic, take a moment to join in and put into the energies people who need healing, caring, and then calm down the static electrical activity going on in space, because these meditations do help. People you know, animals who are suffering, visualize that, and visualize everything calming down, with everybody healthy, happy, and thriving. Healthy, comfortable, and cared for. We are energizing all positive energies. Mars has been really stuck in Cancer since last September. We're having a full moon in Libra next Sunday night, April 13th. Mars has been in Cancer since last September because of the retrogrades. It moved into Leo in November and December, but now has moved back into Cancer and will finally enter Leo for good on April 18th. But it will remain in Cancer the first half of April. Mars in Cancer can be very moody, reactive, easily triggered, emotional, and is still out of bounds up until April 7th, which is tomorrow, and that's out beyond the 23-degree. The instinct is to protect those you love, your home, and your homeland, and it can react in a very extreme way. The impulse is always protection. Mars is also very strong at this upcoming full moon in Libra. They are both in cardinal signs, Cancer and Libra. Mercury ends its retrograde motion on the 7th, which is tomorrow, and Venus ends her retrograde motion on the 12th. From that point on, all the planets will be direct until May 4th. Then Pluto moves retrograde. Between tomorrow and May 4th, we have a strong momentum. This is the time to move ahead with your project. Whatever is happening in the world, particularly in April, because it's so highly charged and fiery. Aries, primal fire. Take a breath before how you choose how you will react, because it isn't so much what happens to us in life. It's about how we choose to react to whatever happens to us in life. So pause and take a deep breath. Remember, think, I have a choice. I have a choice to be the best I can be and react from love. Or I can react from anger and fear and instinct. You may wind up being very grateful that you don't trigger back. As Mercury and Venus begin to move forward this week, we will begin to get an idea as to what we think and what we feel along with what we want. While Mercury and Venus have been retrograde recently, the energy made it harder to get clarity. Although Venus doesn't move out of her shadow zone until mid-May, increasingly you will have a sense of clarity as you move along. Also, Neptune is now in Aries. It's shedding its Piscean fog, bringing us increased clarity along with the truth from this point on. A lot of truth has come out on cable channels, but even more has to come out on the mainstream media channels. We also have a lot of conjunctions, trines, and sextiles in the first part of April. The sextiles bring us opportunities, so you may find in the first part of April that you have a lot of new ideas sparking your mind, coming from out of the blue. A lot of new opportunities. You could be meeting new people. You could be reading something, or someone will send you an email. On the 4th, we had an exact sextile with Saturn Uranus. Again, the new coming in, along with Mars sextile Uranus. And that's a pretty sparkling energy, suggesting newness and taking a jump in our perception. That could be an insight or a download, creating a new kind of perception for you. This could be very helpful for your creativity. On the 6th, which is today, we have a sextile between the Sun and Jupiter, and this is very positive. See where the Sun falls in your chart. Also, look for Saturn, Venus, and Uranus. Venus is beautifully placed at the moment and can feel quite magical, bring you a very fine perception, an unusual appreciation of aesthetics and beauty, along with being very highly creative in an individual way. On Monday the 7th, we have Mercury conjunct the North Node. That suggests new ideas coming from your field of consciousness that are faded. You feel destined to pick up and develop in your writing or in some creative project. We also have Venus exactly conjunct Saturn. This is about establishing a solid daily routine with a more solid daily spiritual practice. That's really a good way to use this energy. We have Venus conjunct Neptune, even though it's
in a different sign and moving away.
All this energy is bringing us to this new era of humanity based on unconditional love. Venus exalted in Pisces, conjunct Neptune in energetic Aries, is about unconditional love. Venus is in a very strong place in Pisces. This is how we are initiating and beginning this next level this next era of humanity.
Now let's look at the Libra full moon happening on April 13th. At a full moon, the sun and moon are always directly opposite each other. The Libra moon is at 23 degrees Libra. Where does that fall in your chart? Wherever that house area is, observe it. Is this a time of closure, maybe with a family member, a friend, or a job? Or is this moonlight shining on something that you weren't aware of before? Just observe what is happening. At full moons, it's a great time to release what no longer serves you, particularly as we are moving out of this old energy. At this time, people are going through a huge amount of releasing, purging, detoxing, and shedding with all the powerful astrology we had in March. However, this is another opportunity for finals at this full moon in Libra. The ruler of Libra is Venus, and Venus is very strong at this time. She's in Pisces. She's exalted at her best expression and also stationary direct. That's a very strong position. There is something very magical and ethereal with Venus placed here. She's almost in exact sextile with Uranus, that sparkly, etherical quality, which is very magical. With Venus in Pisces and the full moon in Libra, we have an extremely creative time. Great for any kind of creativity, particularly poetry, music, art, film, anything that's visual. Also, Pisces, Libra, Venus are the signs that tend to be the most giving to other people. Libra tends to be other-directed. If you're okay, then I'm okay. If that makes you happy, then that makes me happy. Is a distinctive referral to the other. Pisces is kind, gentle, empathetic, sympathetic, and it can also give to others. Be aware, because it's important to all of us to first get our own needs met. Then we are even better suited to be in a position to help others. This is a big theme that has been running for quite some time. I have talked about giving away our power to others, but this is a time of stepping into our sovereignty in a much bigger way. Not only has Neptune just moved into Aries at 0 degrees, but Mercury moves into Aries at 0 degrees on April 17th. It will be interesting to watch the news that day. And then Venus arrives at 0 degrees Aries on May 1st. The 17th of April is important. Neptune stays at 0 degrees Aries until April 28th, and then it moves along into 1 degree. Neptune will remain in Aries for the next 14 years. This is a shift of stepping into our autonomy, our inner power, in a way that we have not done for many, many lifetimes. It's also about the truth coming to light. One of the great things about Aries energy is that they have a very clear sense of self. I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. I am in the present tense. I have confidence. I have clarity. With Neptune being there, followed by these other personal planets, we are going to become clear about who we are and what we want as we move forward. Libra, ruled by Venus, is also about what we want. We are still with Pisces emphasis, so all the Pisces themes could come up at this time. Pisces has issues around water, the seas, the oceans, toxicity, pollution, pharmaceutical drugs, street drugs, alcohol, lies, deceit, illusion, the media, blood, oil, and our immune system. All of these things are Pisces themes, and they can come up because there's still an emphasis in the Pisces energy.
We also have a strong T-square here between the Moon, the Sun, and Mars. And I'll come back to that after we listen to the weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce from BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of April 7th through April 13th, 2025. This week marks the end of a seemingly non-ending series of retrogrades that have put a screeching halt to getting the new year off the ground. Mercury and Venus turning direct on Monday, Mercury, and Saturday, Venus, respectively. If you have been frustrated due to the setbacks, delays, and misunderstandings, which may have led to periods of fatigue, things come back to normal and comfort by the week's end. Mars moves into fiery Leo on April 17th, marking the perfect time to finally move full stream ahead with your long-range plans. The first 2 days of the week are full of love vibrations. On Monday, April 7th, Mercury will turn direct again. Then you'll be able to be in a better position to grasp what's happening around you. It's an excellent day to forge ahead with your committed relationships. If you're single, you could bring your love relationship up to the next level. If you have been thinking about asking your beloved to marry you, why not surprise them with an engagement ring? Tuesday is an excellent day for singles looking to meet someone new. Online dating could bring someone new, fun, and exciting your way. On Thursday, you may want to spend time alone, as people could be brooding, grumpy, and overly sensitive. Focus on working independently on career projects and personal self-improvement. Venus turns direct on Saturday evening. You may feel as if you've aged 20 years since early March, but by week's end, you'll get back into feeling and looking like your natural self. Sunday may be a cloudy day and slow moving, when arguments could flare up with controlling people. Don't take the bait. Just turn around and walk away if someone is rude and tries to trigger you. Retrograde Venus in the Pisces stellium plays a vital role during this time. On April 6th, she trines Mars, conjoins Saturn on the 7th, and forms a sextile with Uranus on the 8th. In relationships, honesty and a good deal of tact are central now. Clarifying conversations may take a lot of time and require self-discipline. It's not about quickly changing something, but exploring the situation and your own feelings. Dare to trust. It's a good time to seek silence and engage in spiritual pursuits. It's time for forward thinking, but do allow some wiggle room for adjusting your plans after mid-April when both planets are direct. Also make intuitive space now, because Venus and Neptune are closely aligned at the final degree of dissolving Pisces. Fantasy and romance are fun now, but you will have to wait to determine if you are lost in the illusion or actually have a hint of a higher vision coming forth. Lastly, the fire and water elements are strong now. Give yourself deadlines and hold yourself accountable for any projects that you want to accomplish. On April 12th, the Sun and Chiron conjoin in Aries, and Mercury in Pisces trines Mars in Cancer. A day later, the full moon in Libra opposes the Sun-Chiron conjunction. At the same time, Venus ends her retrograde phase. She is still involved in the stellium of Mercury, Saturn, and the lunar nodes in that last degree of Pisces. During this time, there is a noticeable impulse towards healing and integration. The quality of time brings new confidence and courage for a fresh start. Focus on the power of love. Deadlocked situations can now begin to flow again. The sign of Mercury, Mars, and the Sun shapes the next few days. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986, and the email is elizabeth@new-visions.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was our weekly cosmic tip. We have a T-square happening between the moon and the sun. In the meantime, Mars in Leo is in opposition to Pluto in Aquarius. This is a grand T-square because it's out of sign. Pluto is a fixed sign, but the Sun, Moon, and Mars are in cardinal signs, Aries and Cancer. This is very potent. At one level, this energy is brute force, willpower. In the past, we've seen this being threatening, Mars opposing Pluto, intimidating, violent action, warlike. This is the shadow side of this energy. We're moving beyond that energy. Instead, we can use this to blend our individual will with the divine will, surrendering to divine will. This is a much better expression, manifestation of how we can use this energy. The energy was very prominent around the time of the U.S. election last November of 2024. It brought about the opposition and very massive polarization, which continues today. Huge political polarization is an opposition, people not seeing your point of view. We need to do this very challenging aspect is always try to integrate them. This sense of bringing in your individual will to align with the divine will is a much better expression than any kind of polarization, threat, intimidation, or violence. What we also have here is the sun, moon, and all aspects is a really tight aspect to Chiron and Eros. Chiron is in Aries. What house is this in your chart? This is a sign of where your individual moon was in your early life. If your Chiron is in Aries, usually in your early life, you had a sense of, do I have the right to exist? The Aries energy is, I am, and you're wounded in the I am-ness. There's a sense of, for whatever reason, do I have the right to exist? Always, with Chiron, who is the wounded healer, the energy is meant to be turned into leadership. On the other side, we have Eris, Mars's sister, the female warrior, an energy that is uncompromising, the goddess of chaos and discord. She demands equality, truth, justice, along with every voice being heard. She will fight to the end to demand that everyone is included in society and every voice is heard. This energy is also saying a lot about the divine feminine. Pisces has beautiful divine feminine energy. Venus is exalted there and it's stationary direct. And the ruler of this full moon in Libra is very much shouting out loud in terms of the divine feminine. This energy reminds me of Mahatma Gandhi, the strong man from India who stood silently against the British Empire. And he did that through the philosophy of complete nonviolence. Yes, it was civil disobedience, but brought through nonviolence. He never wanted any sort of violence. So this tiny little Indian man led his people towards India's independence from the British Empire, as well as inspiring freedom movements across the world. In his astrology chart, his Chiron was 1 degree Aries on the world's axis, so he was prominent in taking on this leadership. You can imagine how he was wounded in that culture, the great British Empire, as an Indian man, because that empire did not treat people from India well. But Gandhi, through his dignity, his honor, and his grace, was able to turn all that around. He was given leadership for himself and leadership for the Indian people. His Chiron, at 1 degree of Aries, was expressed magnificently. The lesson is not to use the Mars energy with destruction and violence, but to use it peacefully for yourself and for the collective. Gandhi's famous phrase was, "Be the change you want to see in the world. Be the change." The divine feminine, it doesn't matter about your gender, it's the receptive, nurturing, creative side. The sense of interconnectedness to all things. Divine power that connects us to the earth and all of nature, a heightened intuition, stepping out of your patriarchal suppression of the toxic masculine into your freedom, your autonomy, your sovereignty. This energy can be uncompromising and rebellious, very much like the Eros energy. The energy brings in the instinctive shamanic connection to nature and the earth, our natural rhythms. The sun conjuncts Eris, and the moon opposing it also brings out our divine feminine, because it's ruled by Venus. And this energy can be very strong, not weak, passive, or a pushover. The strength of honoring the love, the earth, and the interconnectedness of all living things. This is beautiful energy, and this is the energy that we are moving towards. We also have a yod at this full moon, a skinny triangle with a sextile at the bottom or base. The sextile is Venus-Saturn at 25 degrees Pisces. It sextiles Uranus at 25 degrees Taurus, and it quincunxes the moon. A yod is a finger of God or a finger of fate, and it conjoins my sun in Pisces and my Uranus in Taurus. Go figure. You can't make this up. If you have this in your chart, then the top or point of a triangle and the house it falls in is the energy for you to use in a fated, destined sense. It makes me think of Paul Anka's song, "You Are My Destiny." This energy will incorporate the three base planets and their houses into your life. That's why you have to know what house in the chart these planets fall in. This is again about the full moon in Libra, which falls into my 11th house of love received and other people. This is a very nurturing, loving, maternal energy. It brings everything back into balance and harmony. Libra, which is also about balancing social justice as well as law and the rule of law. The moon here, with all of its attributes, is incorporating Venus, or unconditional love. She is still widely conjunct Neptune and the North Node, our collective path of destiny, and also bringing in discipline and new structures. New, authentic, realistic Uranus, long-term structure. This is what we're going to create in the new Earth. We are really creating some beautiful things here, and Saturn will enable all this to be more balanced and stable. That's important to say. Sometimes Saturn can get a bad rap, but actually, Saturn can turn lead into gold. I want to share with you the Sabian symbol for the full moon at 24 degrees Libra. This energy represents an exceptional faculty of consciousness, an unusual level of spiritual awakening that can be activated by serious seekers who then become the seeds of general evolutionary leaps. This is very relevant to where we are right now. So many of us feel there has been a great shift of dimensions, a shift of frequency, especially in the second half of March of this year. I have felt this strongly. I know many of you do. You may not be feeling this quite yet, but remember that we're all on our own journey and we're all on our own timetable. This energy right now is what the Sabian symbol is about. An unusual level of spiritual awakening can be activated by serious spiritual seekers who then become the seeds, the forerunners of great general evolutionary leaps. Example, John the Baptist, who got a little bit ahead to create the stepping stones of light for the collective to follow. Each one of us is in the right place to do that. There's no judgment. There's no right or wrong. We are each in our right place. Now, these shifts in dimension and frequency are going to continue throughout the rest of 2025 and beyond. Can you feel the magic that's starting to happen? Can you find or schedule more stillness with yourself? Drop into whatever does it for you. Is it being in nature? Is it bare feet in the grass? Is it listening to the birds or the silence beyond the birds? Is it listening to high frequency or sacred music? Is it breathwork, scrying or candle gazing, deep meditation? Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. When you can just whoosh, have that kind of automatic dropping into profound stillness and bliss, into what is called the state of being. With the Aries Sun tightly conjunct Chiron on the one hand and Eros on the other, this is where we've been wounded but are now stepping into our leadership. And the other side is strong, divine feminine, who says we're not compromising. This is a new episode, a new era in Aries, and we are stepping into our power, our inner authority. It's so interesting, the original victim becoming the uncompromising female warrior. So can you step out of any remaining victimhood? Just say, today is the day. Now is the moment. I'm going to let all that go. I'm going to step into my inner authority, my sense of operating from the inside out and not from the outside in. Your morning statement can be, how can I serve the light today? Or, your will is my will. This evolutionary jump for us is not happening from out there, although some of it has been triggered from out there. The sun's activity is reactivating strands of our DNA and changing every cell in our body. We're embodying more light, but this evolution is actually happening through us, through our physicality, and in us as a higher frequency, being able to hold more light. Gandhi's phrase of be the change you want to see in the world is very much an inside job. If there is more dark energy out there on the 3D level, and I'm sure there is, how can we embody more peace? When more of us embody more peace, there just won't be any energy for the leaders to create more wars. The collective is saying, I'm not doing that. I'm not joining in with that kind of polarization against other human beings. My consciousness has expanded to such a state, to such a level, that I never, ever want to hurt another human being. So here's a truth tip. You're in a sense of spaciousness when you drop into the stillness. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're going to take a break and listen to messages and our song, and I'll be back after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our break. And that was Les Paul and Mary Ford with How High the Moon. Can we feel more love? The more we feel peace, love, joy, which could be called our acts of defiance in a miserable world, the more we will shift the collective to accelerate and magnify this quantum evolutionary shift that we are right in the middle of. We're in the thick of it now, right now. The best thing we can do is stay in the love, stay in the light, and we will really be headed into the new earth. That doesn't mean there won't be any disruptions. I think the solar disruptions are going to be very significant. The seismic disruptions are going to be very significant. But the more we can embody light and stay in our love, the more divinely protected we will be, and the stronger and better able we are to help others who are stuck in extreme circumstances. If we're in fear, we are not going to be able to help them. If we are strong with our inner self, our true soul, we will be better able to help the collective. Now, the second half of April will be stronger with this energy, so stay in your light, and I'll be back next week with some different kind of information. Thank you for listening, and please pardon my voice. I had oral surgery last week, but feel that I needed to get this information out to you tonight. Thank you for listening, for your patience, and get ready for music, the meditation, and Richard Shulman. Thank you again, and good night. This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath
release the breath. Another deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath, release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind, with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. Brilliant white light. Like a cluster of falling stars coming down and following you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension. The God Center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Shulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.